In this video, we'll show you how to export a USB device connected on an on-premises Linux server or machine to an Azure Linux VM. So we have a screen running here. So we have two different SSH connections. On this one, we have our Azure VM. On this one, we have the local server or the local device where we have a USB Pinguino board attached. So I can use native tools to look at the device that is connected right here. This device is exposing a little TTY console here, and every now and then it generates a random number. So we're basically simulating a device generating or using sensors to produce some data, and this is happening locally through a local USB link. So on the other side, we have the Ubuntu Linux VM running on Azure. I have downloaded the USB IP folder of the on the kernel that basically includes the modules for USB IP, both for server side, which in this case would be on-premises, and the client side, which in this case would be the cloud, and also the user space tools. And I have compiled them using the makefile included in the in this folder. So I have all the modules right here, and then I have USB IP and USB IPv compiled, and in this case I'm only using USB IP because the cloud is the client side of the deal. What I need to do here, I already have loaded the USB IP core module and the BHCE HCD module as well. So I just use NSMOD for that and use the local KO that I had on my project. So I have everything set up on my cloud side, and on the server side, which again is the on-premises Linux machine, I just have USB IPv running. So this would be the daemon. It doesn't require any other options. It's just running as root. So because it needs access to the underlying devices, device for the USB devices that we have connected, and it's running in daemon mode. Obviously, I have a bit of a trick here because I do have an OpenVPN running between these two Linux machines. So this one ends on 6, this one ends on 10. And you know, I do this because it's very easy for me to tunnel through a secure SSL connection, which also would be something that you could look into when you're deploying this type of solution. So I'm going to use this internal IPs when I connect the cloud to the on-premises server. So the first thing I need to do, as I said, I have a TTY ACM0 device that is generating data. And as soon as I bind USB IP to this device, the device is going to go away, because now this device is going to be owned by USB IP and it's going to be exported to clients that want to use that device. So to getting started, I just need to run USB IP bind and then bus ID. Bus ID would be the bus ID of the device that I'm running. If I don't know this, what I can do is I can use USB IP list, and then -l would be local. So this device is connecting on 3-1. So I would use 3-1 here. So the bind is complete. Now this TTY ACM0 device is gone, and I'm ready to basically connect to this device from the cloud. So I'm going to switch to the cloud server. In the cloud server, I already have all the modules connected. What I'll do now is I'll use USB IP, the executable that I just compiled, and then list. And instead of using -l for local, I'm going to use remote, and then the IP address of the VPN endpoint for the other side. So I have 3-1. Again, it's a bus ID on the client side, which again it's a laptop running right here next to where I'm recording this. And then I'm going to attach to it. So I'm going to attach instead of listing. I'm going to attach, and I'm going to specify bus ID 3-1. Now this again needs to run with sudo, because I'm basically creating USB devices on the cloud VM that are going to go over the VPN to the other side. So I run with sudo This gives me a very important number here. It's port 0, and I have 8 ports available. I can connect more devices here. And now on the cloud server, a TTY-ACM0 device has appeared, and I can read the Pinguino messages that are happening on the server side, which is on premises. I can detach this. I can do some other interesting things, and I'm going to just connect this to my FernApp solution that I have on a different video on this channel. But I can use any other application that accesses these devices, such as Pinguino, which is the IDE with which you can program the Arduino board that I just connected on the laptop. So I could use this, I have a program here. If I wanted, I could just compile this and upload this to the USB device. It already detected. It's a 2550 Pinguino over USB. It already detected the board. So this is how you use USB IP to export a USB device connected on an on-premises Linux server to an Azure-based Linux VM, and then consume that and connect it to other services on the cloud.